with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket healthcare protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Periodically reviewing your finances can help ensure that you're on the right track to achieve your goals and minimize the chances of any costly oversights. What better time to eliminate any March madness in your financial plan than now?
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy is an independent advisor at Northern Alliance Financial, NAFinancialAdvisors.com. Jeremy, always a pleasure. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing great. I'm super excited that it is March. We're in the March season anyway. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's true. But and again, for you, I mean, you're starting to look at winter in the rearview mirror, huh?
Yeah, that's more what I mean, which is super nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's, it's been a surprisingly dry winter, to be sure, after such a rainy year last year. We've had hardly any snow up here, if you can believe it. I got to actually really stretch to see any snow out my office window here.
Wow.
Very unusual.
That's amazing. Yeah, very much so.
You know, it's just the way it goes sometimes. You know, weather patterns are changing, I guess, and I'll take it.
Guess.
I mean, most of us are pretty excited about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm in North Carolina, and this will be the first time I've been here for 15 years. This will be the first winter we haven't had any snow. Not even a flake. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So it proved true for you down there too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
So, all right. Well, we're talking March Madness. Well, I mean, again, everybody's into the whole basketball thing. I get that. But again, spring cleaning too. Right? That's one of the things that we're talking about. And, I love what Michael Scott says. They say a cluttered desk means a cluttered mind. Well, I say an empty desk means. Yeah, exactly. That's Michael Scott. That's great.
Yeah, we can finish it from there.
Yes, exactly. So, as we kind of get organized here, Jeremy, let's talk about a budget. We got to refresh that budget. And I know it's a difficult thing. It's not as difficult as it seems, though, is it?
No, it's not as difficult as it seems, to be sure. It's not rocket science by any means what we're talking about. You know, we want to analyze all of the expenditures that we have, the normal ones that we know are coming. And it's about getting details, though, too. So things like, you know, paying the water and sewer bill that only come quarterly and those sorts of things. We really want to get as detailed as possible. And I encourage people too, if they are bumping into problems with it, of course, we're here to help people, work through that, to say the least. But there might be a little bit of, you know, a psychological block as well, because it's somewhat daunting. Sometimes it's a little bit scary to look at these bills coming in, especially if they're stressing. If they're on a fixed income, maybe you're not able to make all of those bills as easily as you'd want them to be made out and paid. So certainly it's better to still get ahead of that, though. You know, the more information you have, the more knowledge you have, hopefully some of these things that we're concerned about, we can alleviate a lot of that concern if we just take a deep dive into it, look at it, analyze your situation. Maybe we're able to free up some resources to make those monthly expenditures a little more easily done for us.
Sure.
Made into the regular budget.
I like it. And then right on top of that, we've got to talk about an emergency fund. I know we talk about it a lot, Jeremy, but at the same time, it is an important piece to that retirement puzzle. We've got to have it.
Yeah, for sure. Talk about a peace of mind, that knowing that if something goes, you know, with the boiler or something, you know, if I need a down payment on a new car or something like that, that you've got it. It's readily accessible. I don't think it should be too far away from you know, anybody. It shouldn't be, I don't think it should be tied up in a stock market unless we have it in a money market account, which we have those too. But sure. In general, you want it right at your fingertips, ready to go, because an emergency is just that, something that needs attention. And usually, you know, if there's an emergency of any kind, we're going to want, you know, ready access to cash to handle the situation appropriately and not be bothered by the thought of where am I going to get this money?
Exactly. 833-856-1384. That's the number, folks, if you want to get a head start. And, you know, we got a handle on debt. We talk about that. We talk about spring cleaning, sort of just clearing it all up. And so let's get a handle on that debt and get rid of it.
Yeah. And hopefully like spring cleaning in your house. I mean, we're certainly doing that right now. I don't know if I've told you this, Steve, but I have five kids.
Five?
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
and
it's
they
a
range
busy
in
household.
Age
from? The oldest just turned 18, which makes me feel really old.
Of course.
And the youngest is 8.
Okay. Well, that's a nice range.
Yep. So in our household, we're doing that spring cleaning right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's surprising to me. We've got this bookcase with all of the kids' books, you know, it ranges from, you know, honestly, coloring books and just picture books all the way up to novels. You know, again, with a 5 kids and that quite an age spread there.
Sure.
And it's the landing spot for all kinds of things in the house. There's toys there, and we're cleaning out that area right now. We're finding keys underneath the bookshelf, and we found some food that we thought the kids had eaten, but apparently it's stored underneath the bookcase. And ultimately, you never know what you're going to find. Sometimes it's a surprise, but it's a really, we just finished this weekend cleaning that out, that whole area, and it feels fresh. It feels new. It feels like something we can go to now without any kind of, you know, I don't know. It was a little bit daunting to go there and find a book. You know, and hopefully if we do a financial spring cleaning, it's a similar kind of thing. We tidy these matters up, make them more accessible to us. We re-understand some of these things that maybe we learned, you know, in previous years, but gosh, you know, life gets busy and we forget all about, you know, what is an annuity or who are my beneficiaries on my life insurance. You know, just kind of associating ourselves with these financial vehicles and making sure they're organized in a way for us that makes sense. And then, of course, we can't help but sit, you know, be reminded that at some point we want to be organized and make it neat for, you know, our relatives that are going to live beyond us, you know, our beneficiaries, our kids and things like that.
Sure. So. More spring cleaning. Exactly. And so we're going to talk about contributing to your 401k or your IRA. If you got a 401k at work, maybe now is the time to really take a look and see what we can do. And maybe there's a Roth 401k option. Again, just explore these things and figure out how you can make it work for you.
Yeah, I like that too. You know, part of spring cleaning can be introducing new financial vehicles into your life. Maybe it's just a conversation that you want to have about something like a Roth IRA. Or gosh forbid, I mean, so many times these days, it's going to be a long-term care conversation. Those topics, you know, those needs and those topics aren't going away anytime soon. Thankfully, the industry is changing and adjusting to people's needs and trying to draw our business to them. So those plans are always changing all the time. Refreshing our minds in that situation is great. And you also reminded me too, Steve, with regards to IRAs, we are getting, I wouldn't say inundated, because I like to think we plan for this as much as possible. Right. But a bunch of people are calling us and say, hey, I got to do, you know, contributions to my IRA for last year so I can lower my taxes.
Yes.
I was just working with a lovely woman in Brunswick. And in her situation, she had a $1,000 federal tax bill that she had and determined that she contributed $4,000 more to her IRA account than it could eliminate taxes for her for the entire year.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's what we did. We moved $4,000 into her IRA, thus eliminating her taxable burden whatsoever for last year.
All right. I mean, so those are the kind of creative things that you can help us do, especially, you know, we're coming up on tax time and the push is on. In fact, we've got to talk about taxes, Jeremy, in terms of making sure that we have a tax strategy.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. I love the way you put that, too, because in my mind, I think people are a little passive about thinking about taxes. And like, well, you know, death and taxes, the only two things you can count on. And there's truth to that, but that doesn't mean we can't plan for taxes. I love mentioning this, that on three separate occasions, the Supreme Court has upheld that Americans have the have no obligation to overpay in taxes, which I think is great.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of goes against the whole principles of our founding anyway, but to think that we have to overpay in taxes. But ultimately, tax planning, which is, you know, we got to be careful on how we, you know, deal with taxes. We're not evading taxes. We're planning. That's well within our American right and does take a little bit of effort. We're not locked in from a taxable situation. You can, we can bob and we can weave and we can make changes to stick to the March Madness theme. You know, maybe we set a pick on the IRS and then get taxes, you know, paid for in a much more efficient manner. And that's the language I like to use, is efficient. We want to be as efficient as possible when it comes to taxes, because the more efficient we are, the more money stays in people's pockets.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, as we sort of clear the dust away, call it spring training or March Madness, whatever you want, we've got to talk about asset allocation and making sure that we are properly allocated. The best way to do that is the next bullet point, sit down with an advisor.
Yep. You know, these statements that people have, I'm looking at two of them right now on my desk. It feels like they're written in foreign language or meant for, you know, created by, I don't know, some alien culture or something, because it's not meant for normal human consumption, I can assure you. This statement here, the client had no idea that half of their accounts or half of the account allocation was in a cash position.
Sure. Well, again, Jeremy, on that note, we need to take a quick break. Let's do that, and we'll come back and continue our conversation.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You can find out things like how much risk you're taking, just what we've been talking about. What about red flags that might be a problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Well, let Jeremy take a deep dive and find out for you. How about tax liabilities? We've been just talking about that. And of course, that lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, we just invite you to call us right now, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're back with more right here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Barnard.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, depending on who you ask. With March Madness upon us, we're taking a look at some of the lessons we can take from the world of college hoops to give us an edge on our financial planning game.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Jeremy Barnard is here. Jeremy, of course, an independent advisor with Northern Alliance Financial, along with the rest of the team, Lance and Peter and Derek and Cameron, right?
I mean,
you've all had time to do these shows, and I enjoyed doing the shows. I mean, I get a different perspective, and I think the audience probably likes that, too, in terms of just getting a little different view, you know, because not everybody is for everybody. And if something connects with the folks, if something, you know, connects with you and Jeremy, then give them a call.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. I can't say enough good things about our team. I'm grateful enough to be able to say, too, that Lance, Peter, and Derek and I, we've all known each other for almost 10 years now.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't realize that.
Yep. Yeah, we pretty much, I mean, within, you know, 6-8 months of each other, anyway, we've all kind of jumped into the financial industry and gone to the same trainings and done, you know, all the same lessons. It's been just such a great partnership. I'm part of Northern Alliance now. It's creeping up on a year and a half that I've been with the team. Prior to that, I was independent and working with people in an informal way. And now being part of Northern Alliance, I'm part of the team. We all contribute in different ways. Like I like to say, you know, everyone's got their different strengths. And it's just great to be able to bounce these new topics off people, you know, get Derek's perspective on anything with regards to numbers and details. He's the kind of guy who reads the fine print on everything. Ooh. And gosh, don't you want someone like that on your team?
Yes, you do. Very much. Because I know some of those annuity contracts in general, just, oh my gosh, you talk about fine print.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially the ones that I think don't serve people really well. There's pages and pages of fine print to be sure that you got to pay attention to. You know, even stock portfolios, I mean, there's numbers all over the place.
Sure.
You know, there are bad annuities and there are bad portfolios. There are good portfolios and there's good annuities. And we got to be able to distinguish between them all. And it's one of the things that we talk about every single week. We have our Monday morning call where all five of us get on the phone together and have a conference call talking about all kinds of different topics, anything new, anything creative, any problems that came up with clients of ours. And, you know, how do we creatively solutionize the situation? Or, of course, if I'm bumping into something that I'm not quite sure the best way to handle it, you know, the team is right there willing and able to help each other so that we can help our clients all the more.
That really makes sense. 833-856-1384 is the number. So with the March Madness theme, you a big college basketball guy?
I am not, but I'm starting to become one because one of my sons is big into basketball.
Uh-huh.
He loves playing it and he loves watching it. So I'm starting to get into it. So it's a new world.
So you're going to have a bracket before long.
Yeah.
You're going to have your own bracket. I know you will.
So 16 or something. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, again, when it comes to sports in general, and really we can apply it to retirement as well, it's all about fundamentals. I mean, there are some things that we just need to do and not even think about.
Yeah, and have game plans, right? I mean, we know who our opponent is, and we have a coach and a team around us who sets a plan, and we stick to the plan. Of course, we might need to, you know, shift and transition that plan depending on, you know, on the scenario to be sure. But we have a path. We know where we're going toward and how we're going to get there, you know, how each step is going to be accomplished and by whom. You know, so really following that game plan and anticipating the things that we know we can anticipate. You know, and I think about just, you know, the power of being knowledgeable about some of the challenges in retirement. You know, for me, I live it, so it's easy to kind of forget it. But man, the things that we know and how we help people avoid pitfalls or fouling out of the game, so to speak, you know, it's just incredibly invaluable, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, and again, we talk about building our brackets, and again, we're coming up on the selection day, right? Where then everybody starts picking their brackets, and then the games start on Tuesday. Oh, it's exciting time. So, but this again, I like this. Right, that's the thing. So, you're going to be in one.
Somebody
in your office. Yeah. But I like this. Don't get tunnel vision when building your bracket. In other words, just because you're a UNC fan doesn't mean that you should put them all the way to the final. Right?
Right. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to think about it, too. I mean, a lot of people, it doesn't happen that often. I should say, you know, that people say, I don't really need to have a conversation with you. I got everything all set. And that represents tunnel vision to my mind, because how in the world could you possibly know, you know, all the changes? We're still unpacking so many of the laws that just got passed in the Secure Act and the Secure Act 2.0. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody knows all the details. There are professionals that we associate with who they're spending full time, and there's staffs of people that are working to digest all this information. And ultimately, what's going to probably happen is sue the IRS to get interpretation of what that law means.
Sure.
I mean, it just
and that's
goes
what it
on
comes down
on,
to so. Sometimes, doesn't it?
I try not to talk too much about that because for me, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
The federal government passes these laws and the interpretation of the law gets done in court, which is just bizarre. I mean, and a classic example of that is the Secure Act changed the penalty for RMDs. It used to be 50% if you didn't do your RMD. Mm-hmm. Now it's only 25%, which relatively speaking is really good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Still a high penalty on your money, but nonetheless, it's not 50%. It can get reduced to 10% if you respond to your mistake in a timely manner. And of course, the law gives no interpretation as to what timely means. And the IRS is offering no guidance whatsoever either. So invariably, what's going to happen is there probably is going to have to be a lawsuit when somebody gets charged 25% instead of 10%, like they're expecting. And then the IRS will probably be more forthcoming about what timely means.
What timely mean? What is timely? Yeah.
What Isn't that an interesting mean? Thing? That's how the literally how the law is written. If you respond in a timely manner, your penalty on your money will go down 15%. Holy smokes. Why?
Yeah.
You don't think we want to know the details, the minute little details? We need Derek in there on that. Those little details.
Yes, we do. I like this. Before we run out of time, emotional decisions don't serve you well, certainly when it comes to retirement planning. And that also goes when you're filling out your bracket, right? Yeah. I mean, you can't let your emotions decide.
Man, as best we can, right? We don't want to make, emotions, though, are impossible to avoid when it comes to retirement planning. But one of the things that we try to do to put them in perspective anyway and help people keep them in context of your overall situation is put the math behind their retirement plan. Put a written retirement plan, literally something people can hold in their hands and read and look at the numbers. And the numbers will tell a really important story. And from there, hopefully the emotions can come through in a healthy and productive way, to be sure. Ooh,
I like how you said that.
I had such a busy week last week. It was crazy. I had so many first appointments. And I had a client in the Bath area who she tied the record for me of the various number of accounts that she had for retirement. She literally has, and again, no shame. It just happened. She bounced between jobs and has no idea how much money she has. She's just got 30,000 here, 50,000 there, 180,000 in another spot.
Oh, man.
We're just going through the details here and she's feeling all kinds of, shame voices. She's like, man, I shoulda, woulda, coulda. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't
do that now.
Yeah, exactly. So we're now in the process. I'm writing her written plan right now. We're meeting next week as a follow-up and hopefully alleviating all of those emotions and just say, listen, you did the best you can. Now let's optimize what you have. Let's, the whole old expression, let's not cry over spilt milk. We all are doing the best we can. Life is crazy sometimes right now. And so let's optimize what you have, make a plan for the future. And even if it's not quite right for this woman in Bath, maybe it's not ideal. Normally, just small little steps, incremental steps can make huge differences in people's plans. So we can focus on that.
Absolutely. Sure. And Cinderella stories are great, but they're the exception, not the rule. There's always one in March Madness of the team that nobody saw coming and they get almost all the way, or maybe they get all the way to the end. They're great stories. Love stories that make you feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
Try not to listen to those over the water coolers, though, because there's so many Cinderella stories at work. You know, everybody's making, 20, 30, 40% in their stock portfolio. And, I'm real leery of those scenarios. And even if part of it is true, there's lots of other details that don't go into some of those Cinderella stories.
Yeah.
The other thing is I just worked with another client. He's invested in crypto. And he was comparing his crypto to the stock portfolio that we're working with him on. And his money has doubled in the past 2 years with the crypto, not obviously my portfolio.
Right.
And I reminded him, like I try to remind a lot of people, you know, success in stock market or any kind of investing, like certainly with crypto, you have to win on both sides. You have to buy well and you have to sell well.
Yep.
You know, so there's two parts to the equation.
Well, let's talk about that in the next segment. I want to talk about annuities and we'll talk some more and we'll take a quick break and be right back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, here it is. This is your opportunity to come on in, sit down, get that financial roadmap put together once and for all. It's a chance to really get a true practical financial review. So if you're listening, give us a call. It's 833-856-1384. You'll get the comprehensive financial review that was just described, but you'll also have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We've got a lot more to talk about here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Bernard.
Coming up next, we take a look at some of the life lessons from legendary basketball coaches and how they apply to the financial planning journey.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. Jeremy Bernard's here. I'm Steve Siddall. We have been having a great conversation, talking a little bit about sports today, some basketball, spring cleaning, all of those things that that are on our minds. And this one, I think it's interesting. Now, I am not a huge sports guy, and I know you aren't either, right, Jeremy? I mean, we're both caught on the same thing.
I enjoy it, but it's not my go-to.
It's not a passion.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, but again, this is kind of an exciting time because you were talking about your son who now is interested in basketball. You're getting interested in basketball. And again, that's the beauty of kids, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I've got exposed to lots of things that I wasn't expecting to get into. My older kids are into theater and I've gotten into a bunch of community theater as a result, which is.
Oh, wow. No kidding. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't think that that my body would sing and dance on stage, but you know, I've come to enjoy the heck out of that and do it all the time.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. Yeah. Me too. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. So we talk about some of these legendary coaches, like John Wooden, has some own Woodenisms, like if you don't have time to get it right, when will you have time to do it over?
Mm.
I like that.
Yeah. It's intense.
Yeah.
If you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over?
When will you have time to do it over?
Yeah. Wow. What do you make of that one? That one sounds so profound. I feel like I got to sit on that for a week and just keep reading that over again.
All right. So, all right, we're talking about the Woodisms, Woodenisms, right? And the one, I like this one too. Nothing will work unless you do.
Isn't that truth? I love that. Yeah.
Well, and again, let's apply that to putting a plan together. I mean, if you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over? And with retirement planning, you don't get a do-over.
Unfortunately, right?
And
you know, there's no other point in our life where this is the case, where you don't have a do-over. Make other mistakes in areas of your life. You know, you usually can adjust and make changes and do it again. With retirement, we don't have that flexibility. We've never been here before. I mean, nobody's ever had to make the decision about when do I draw Social Security benefits? And I'm trying to think, you know, outside of marriage, I suppose, you know, there aren't many lifelong choices that we think we're making.
No, you're right.
So it's a unique time. And I, you know, I'm not sure why we've designed it this way either. I'd love it if it was more flexible, but it isn't. We have to work within the system that is. So, and I love that nothing will work unless you do. I want there to be a little extra to that quote too. I want there to be,
yeah,
like, a little bit of work goes a long way too. I've seen that in action so many times, where just a little bit of information, a little bit of work, a little bit of input from somebody can really change the trajectory of somebody's entire plan or their entire life, to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about just it's one of the most basic things we do, which is check people's beneficiaries. It sounds silly or simple, and it is super boring. I mean, there's nothing really interesting about it. But when it goes directly to the person in a matter of months, a couple of months at most, versus going through the probate process, which could take up to 2 years here in the state of Maine. I mean, just because we did a little bit of work, just because we checked the beneficiaries. I mean, again, a little bit of work sometimes goes a long way and really can affect a lot of change in your life.
Sure. And again, these are the kinds of things that we remember. And Dean Smith, longtime UNC coach, University of North Carolina, Tar Heel coach. She's best known for being Michael Jordan's coach, which is kind of a big deal.
Yep.
but Dean Smith once said, if you do what we ask you to do, the victories will belong to you and the losses to me.
Hmm.
That's a coach, man.
Yeah, it is. That's somebody who takes responsibility for their actions and their behavior. I love it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you know, Dean Smith, I mean, you know, they've got, I mean, one of the guys that works in our office here was also worked under Dean Smith when he went to college, which is kind of cool. He's got some great stories. But, and again, the man obviously was well healed, no pun intended, right?
For the target. Yeah, right.
Ba-dum-boom.
Perfect.
So one of the things that we're talking about, Jeremy, too, is Jim Valvano. We were talking about this during the break.
Yeah.
Jim Valvano, NC State basketball coach. You know, he was famous for his life on and off the court. Everybody loved this guy. He was amazing. And when I first moved to North Carolina, I had no idea, right? And then you start to learn about Jimmy V and what he did and how he did it. And, you know, he ended up giving a speech at the ESPY Awards, and it turned out to be his last speech because he was diagnosed with cancer. And I'll tell you what, folks, if this will be the best 10 minutes you spend. I'm not going to do it all here, obviously, but, I mean, again, go to YouTube, search for Jimmy V. That's the best 10 minutes you're going to spend. I'll tell you, if you're not inspired by that, you must be dead.
Yeah.
You know? So, and so let me just give one little clip. This is my favorite part of the speech, which happens kind of in the middle. But here's Jimmy V.
There are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears, could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. Hmm. You do that 7 days a week, you're going to have something special.
Oh, yeah. So see what I mean? That just, you think about that, it's so true. And, you know, and then what he announced that night was the founding of the Jimmy V Foundation, which is one of the largest cancer research groups. And and again, in the country. So really in the world.
That's amazing. And, you know, one of the things I love about, you know, hopefully what we accomplish and what we do for our clients here at Northern Alliance, we take, I hope we free up people's minds so that they can think about other things, you know, think about something, you know, cry about something and laugh about something. You know, if we're so distracted thinking and worrying about our money, I guess my mind goes to, man, I would hate to people to not have that opportunity to live that full life as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, finances can be too distracting, maybe is another way to put it. And you know, let's actually just reframe this whole topic. Let's think about it. And then hopefully forget about it a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, we're always going to work together. It's not like you forget it forever, but man, we don't want to be so distracted on a regular basis that we can't live our life to the fullest, to be sure.
Right. Right. And again, Jimmy Valvano, let's see, what else are we talking about here? So here's another thing that that Jimmy V said. No matter what business you're in, you can't run in place or someone will pass you by. It doesn't matter how many games you've won.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yep. Yep.
These coaches are good.
And that's good stuff. And for us, I'm trying to relate that. I mean, that's obviously true about, you know, sports, and it's true about a lot of business. But I got to think in our own lives, too. Like,
sure.
You know, if we're only running in place, like, is that where we want to be? You know, what are we working toward and moving toward? Hopefully it's something positive. And if we don't know, what a great time to explore what that means for people.
Sure.
You know, use retirement to refocus on what's important to you and how you're going to live the rest of your life and live it to the fullest and win as many championships as possible.
Exactly. And whether that's a small victory or a large victory, right? I mean, there's all kinds in life.
Yeah, we get to celebrate them all.
I like this one, too, from longtime Kentucky basketball coach, head coach John Capillari. He says, a successful person never loses. They either win or learn.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's a great way to look at it. And again, I think that even when you apply this to retirement planning, saving for retirement, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yet if you don't do it, you're going to lose.
And you're going to learn, right?
You're going to learn the hard way in some cases, right?
But people are listening to this, you know, they're winning and they're learning right now. And I think that's great. Let's make sure we, you know, win as big as possible and learn as much as possible. You know, come on in and, you know, this is this quote. I mean, you and I talk all the time, Steve, and I know I talk about shame voices all the time. Brené Brown was changed my life ultimately. She talks about shame. And I think in the financial industry, there's so much shame talk that goes on out there. But this is the complete opposite. A successful person never loses. They either win or learn. I mean, that's so good. I mean,
yeah.
I look at us and, you know, the plans that we put together for people, they're projections into the future. So, you know, they're not perfect, to say the least. That's why we always revisit them. And are we successful according to this quote? I mean, absolutely, because the plan is either winning and working or we're learning from what we missed and what we forgot about and making sure we don't come into it again for that client. And then we're taking that knowledge to the, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of clients that we work with. So sure. I love this quote.
And well, okay, we got one more from Bobby Knight. We all know who Bobby Knight is, a famous Indiana coach. He says, the will to succeed is important, but what's more important is the will to prepare.
Yeah. Right. And certainly
wow, hello,
like
retirement
feeds.
Talk.
Yeah. Yep. And one feeds the other, right? I mean, the will to succeed is the will, you know, comes from the will to prepare. I mean, I love it.
Yeah. Well, again, you know. We have once again worked our way through this segment. Jeremy, let's go ahead and take another quick break. Come on back and we'll discuss some more good stuff.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Folks, here it is. It's a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get yourself a, you know, a financial roadmap put together. The goal of the show is really to help you make the best decisions for you. So if you do have questions about what we're talking about, how it might apply in your own situation, call us. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. One more quick break. We're coming back with more on Financial Safari with Jeremy Bernard.
Your questions are asked and answered live.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me as well is Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy with Northern Alliance Financial. You've been in the business a good long while and certainly settled in at Northern Alliance. We were talking before about your team. And again, you can learn a lot more about the team at nafinancialadvisors.com. nafinancialadvisors.com. Not only can you meet the team, but you'll also learn a lot of other things because you've got, you know, you've got charts and lots of great information on that website.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of busting at the seams, to say the least. And I'm excited to say, I don't know if you heard yet, Steve, but we hired a social media consultant. And so soon you're going to see us on all the major platforms. Again, getting this information out there, making it as accessible as possible. And, you know, reaching the masses as much as possible. So look for us on Facebook very soon, Instagram, a LinkedIn, and a few others that I probably should know about. If you're my kids would say I need to know about them. I know very little, and that's why we're working with a consultant to make sure
exactly.
We do it the right
way. That whole social media world is confusing as can be.
But it's super effective, right? And it's a great way to get information out. And it's kind of the way we'll reach as many young people as possible. You know, we do these, I know we're supposed to get to the questions, but real quick, I do these seminars where I speak in person all over the state, and the whole team does. And so often we hear people saying, man, I wish you, could you do this for my son? You know, what you should be doing this for 20 and 30 year olds. And the reality is 20 and 30 year olds are not going to go to, you know, the Maine Maritime Museum in Bath and listen to me talk about retirement planning. So, you know,
I think you're onto something there. I think so.
Yeah, I do have a handful of clients who were in the 20s and 30s, but you know, so hopefully the social media is a way for parents to also, you know, send their kids this information. We do complimentary consultations for referrals to children as well. So, you know, we're happy to share the information with no pressure and little to no cost most of the time. And, you know, whatever we can do to get this information out, and social media is going to be, you know, obviously critically important for subsequent generations.
Sure. Well, and I mean, you know, we always talk about the baby boomers and how this is the peak year for turning 65 baby boomers. Yeah. But again, right on their tail is Generation X, and the Gen Xers need to start talking about and planning for retirement.
They really do. Yeah. And we need to start. I'm in that generation, and they really need to make sure they start thinking about it from a tax perspective, because anybody that, I mean, who knows what taxes are going to do in the future. But man, if I have the opportunity to have a tax-free retirement versus a taxable retirement,
sign me up.
Yeah. And the reality is, I think this is a true statement, that most people don't start making money until they're in their 30s and 40s. So us Gen Xers who are now in our late 30s and 40s, we're starting to come into our own. We've been in our career for a number of years and the money is starting to come. We're also getting promoted because the baby boomer generation is retiring and we're taking over these higher paying jobs. Now is a great time to have that kind of conversation. How do we set ourselves up? We got 20, maybe 25 years before retirement, if we're lucky. You know, how do we make sure we don't make any more mistakes? We got to just have those conversations.
Well, we'll start talking to those Gen Xers. What do you think, Jeremy? So those born between 65 and 1980, and that's the group that we should start concentrating on, right?
Oh,
we
got to
recruit them. We want to get them into retirement as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's That's the whole goal.
Let's go ahead and jump into some of these questions here. Art is up first. He's in Bath. Art says, how much is a traditional 401k taxed? Is it worth trying to convert to a Roth?
Yeah, great question, Art. I think in general, everybody should be considering doing Roth conversions. It doesn't mean it's appropriate for everyone, but as taxes are slated to go up in the very near future here, the more money you have in Roth, the more money you have in your pocket, so to speak. So, you know, I think it's definitely worth considering. It is a mathematical equation and question, interestingly enough, is it worth trying? Well, let's run the numbers and see what the numbers tell us. Most often these days, a lot of people
Again, as you just said, I mean, a Roth conversion isn't for everybody.
No. No, it doesn't make sense for everyone. There's different reasons why you might want to keep it, you know, in a Roth situation. but yeah, it's definitely worth having the conversation. As taxes go up, you don't want, as much as possible, you don't want money in your 401k or your IRA. It's just less money in your pocket. Sure. To the first part of your question, how is it taxed? Well, it's taxed as ordinary income, which unfortunately means the more you take out of your 401k, the more you're getting taxed, meaning the less you have of it. So, you know, how much are you going to pay in taxes? Well, it depends on how much income and how much you take out of your 401k. It's a progressive tax system. So we can certainly have that conversation in person and do those Roth conversions in as efficient a manner as possible.
Okay. Well, I like it. Folks, give us a call. Art, if you want to learn some more, 833-856-1384. Becky is in Pembroke. She says, are there disadvantages to consider before exercising the option to annuitize an equitable variable annuity? I purchased two annuities in 2008 and have reached the point where I may now exercise the option to receive lifetime income benefits. Would there be any issues should I consider before doing so?
Wow, what a great question. And it's a big question. There definitely are some disadvantages that you'd want to pay attention to. First and foremost, normally when you annuitize any kind of contract like this, any kind of annuity, you do lose complete control of that annuity. There's no more flexible options available to you. You basically are creating a pension, which can have its strengths. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but there could be some other flexible ideas and options available to you that might be worth considering. So one of the biggest disadvantages with annuitizing the contract is thinking about cost of living increases. You know, does the pension ever go up? Does the annuitization ever change? A lot of them do not. So it's going to be a stagnant pension for you. And, you know, if you're in your early mid-60s, a stagnant pension is not necessarily a good idea. It's something to think about because of inflation. We want to make sure your pensions grow as much as possible. So something to think about there for sure.
Absolutely. 833-856-1384. Becky, happy to have you give us a call and come on in. Frankie is in Wells. Frankie says, I'm well into retirement age, although still working, and have my nest egg of about $500,000 invested entirely in stocks. But I'm getting worried about the future of the economy and the market. Should I transfer everything to a safer retirement?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. What do you think, Frankie? I think the answer is a little self-evident.
Seems like it.
Yeah. I mean, having everything invested in stocks, it doesn't, you know, first of all, the thing that screams to me is, you know, while there could be some diversity in the stocks, you know, it's still all in one place. It's all in the stock market. And there inherently is a lack of diversity in that regard, as far as I'm concerned. You know, and I also, when I think about the trainings that we go to, the national speakers that I listen to, and the variety of training that I go to, there's not a lot of times, if ever. In fact, I'm trying to think of the last time somebody's told me that people should have all of their money invested at every age, and even late into retirement.
Yeah.
And I mean, nobody's saying that. Nobody's thinking that. Not a lot of people anyway. So yeah, my thought would be certainly let's diversify, let's get some safer options in there, and make sure that your retirement does not get derailed by, you know, possible stock market losses in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I mean, again, all good things to think about. 833-856-1384 is the number. Let's see, we've got time for one more. Deborah is in Auburn, and she says, how do I determine how much to withhold on my monthly Social Security? This will be the first year that I receive benefits starting in September.
Yeah. Wow. This is a unique question as well. And it's a good one, of course. People, not everyone's aware that your monthly Social Security benefit could become a taxable event. If you reach certain income limits, then yes, your Social Security will become taxable. And how much you hold back in taxes? Well, again, it depends on your tax bracket, but it's your highest marginal tax bracket. So the thing I like to say is even if one of your dollars gets taxed at the 22% tax bracket, well, unfortunately, that's what the feds are going to tax your Social Security benefit as, 22% tax on possibly up to 85% of your benefit. So a lot of moving parts there, to be sure. The one positive thing I can say is that Social Security does not get taxed by the state of Maine. So the state of Maine, there is no income tax, which is nice. We're only talking about the feds in this situation. So yeah, it can be a lot, but as your income drops, you might end up paying less in Social Security benefits as well. So that's kind of a complex question, and a lot of moving parts. It'd be great to have a in-person conversation or over Zoom or anything like that to get you some more information about that.
On that note, let's call it a show, Jeremy, and we will invite folks to call one last time.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic. It's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. No cost, no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're taking, if there's any red flags that might be a potential problem for you. Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? How about tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, simply call us 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We really do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week with new topics and questions and more on the Financial Safari with Jeremy Bernard.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and gear guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.